It's another day, I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, What's Right and Righteous? Our scripture reference today is Acts 21, verses 17 through 26. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. When we arrived in Jerusalem, the brothers welcomed us warmly. The next day, Paul went with us to visit James, and all the elders were present. After greeting them, he related one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. When they heard it, they praised God. Then they said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands of believers there are among the Jews, and they are all zealots for the law. They have been told about you that you teach all the Jews living among the Gentiles to forsake Moses and that you tell them not to circumcise their children or observe the customs. What then is to be done? They will certainly hear that you have come. So do what we tell you. We have four men who are under a vow. Join these men, go through the rite of purification with them, and pay for the shaving of their heads. Thus all will know that there is nothing in what they have been told about you, but that you yourself observe and guard the law. But as for the Gentiles who have become believers, we have sent a letter with our judgment that they should abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols and from blood and from what is strangled and from sexual immorality." Then Paul took the men, and the next day, having purified himself, he entered the temple with them, making public the completion of the days of purification when the sacrifice would be made for each of them. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. No one would have blamed Paul for being upset. After all he had endured, God had worked among the Gentiles through his ministry. As he recalled story after story, the church gathered with him praised God. I imagine clapping, singing, and rejoicing, smiles all around. Even so, there was one pressing matter they knew they would have to get to. As much as Paul had done, he had been misunderstood by many. Some may have even represented Paul to others. You can hear that happening in some of his epistles. Considering what he knew God had done, the right thing would be to stand your ground. I'm sure most of us would want to vindicate ourselves. How else would we be able to continue doing what we're doing in confidence? The easy thing to do is discredit what others are saying about you. The right thing to do would be to correct them. And to be sure, there may be times when it's possible to put things right. Paul would have a chance later to address a crowd against him. In the meantime, Paul didn't settle for what was right, but what was righteous. He went through a purification ritual to assure those who misunderstood him. Some suggest Paul flip-flopped. He's supposed to be all about grace, but he underwent a law-based practice. Those people aren't happy with Paul. And there were still people who didn't believe him after the purification. People still turned on him. So, what do we do? We seek the righteous. What is righteous for God's church and for her ministry? So much of what we do will be questioned, and that's not all bad. We need correction and guidance, and they often come in the criticism of others. Still, there'll be plenty of more times we're going to have to be content with standing what is righteous, even when it doesn't feel like it's right. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you, and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.